This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for the Week 5 game between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of my friends at Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. What does full service mean? It can mean many things. It can mean domestic violence injunctions. It can mean family law. It can mean post-judgment. It can mean child support adjustment. It can mean divorce. Find out by getting a free consultation. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box to request a free consultation. Or if you prefer, you can call to schedule a free consultation at 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Serving the greater Tampa Bay area, your full-service law firm. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, Brandon Legal Group, playing in the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour 38 this weekend at Plantation Palms Golf Club. If you would like to find out more about sponsoring and or participating as a player in future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, you can email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Our October event is sold out. Our holiday spectacular will be in December at West Chase Golf Club. Our annual Good versus Evil event, perhaps the most popular golf tournament that I do, will be again at Heritage Isles on Super Bowl weekend in February, and then the Todd Wright Tour Championship will follow in early April at a course to be determined before we take our summer break. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Bucks and Falcons. Amazingly, both teams have the same record. Both teams are not in the same class. The Falcons aren't as good as their 2-2. The Bucks are better than their 2-2. The separation between these two teams will likely play out on Sunday, and it will further be exacerbated by time as this season goes on. From a fantasy standpoint, let's talk about Atlanta first, and there's not much here. Now, Marcus Mariota has made a case at times to be a plug-and-play or replacement quarterback in the traditional single-quarterback league or as a lower-cost quarterback play on DraftKings. However, he took a big step back in his most recent game with a key fumble, which brought to mind a key fumble in the Week 1 game against New Orleans that cost Atlanta that game. As a result of that fumble in the most recent game, Mariota didn't throw the ball the next, I believe, 16 offensive snaps. It seems like he was under orders from the sideline to hand the ball off rather than try to make a play on his own. Not good. I thought Mariota would be injured by now. I'm wrong. But the question of how much longer Mariota is under center for the Falcons remains, because now there's discussion of Atlanta turning to Desmond Ridder, the rookie from Cincinnati, at some point in the very near future. So Mariota doesn't seem like someone you should be playing in season-long leagues or in daily, especially in a get-right game for the Bucks after two straight home losses and their defense being posterized by Patrick Mahomes a week ago on national television. because the legend of Cordarrelle Patterson is on hold. He got hurt. He's out multiple weeks with the injury. He's been an outstanding fantasy football player for us going back to last year. I owned him for a time, then I sold high on him in a key deal that I made at the right time based on what I was getting back. This year, I mean, even with very limited participation in week four, in my scoring settings, Patterson is RB7 for this young NFL season. He's already been that effective and missed most of week four. So he's no factor. If you weren't paying attention, yeah, you got to get Patterson out of your lineup. I wouldn't cut him. This is a multi-week injury. This isn't Javonte Williams, where Williams isn't going to come back this year. Patterson has too much value for you to cut. Maybe in some leagues you can place him on IR. No other Falcon running back in this specific game seems to have value. There will be two of them playing, both likely available on waivers this week, at least one. But again, against the Buck defense, I don't think this is a plug-and-play situation for a running back not named Cordarrelle Patterson on the Falcons. Which brings us to tight end Kyle Pitts. A huge disappointment this year. Not to me. I didn't touch him. I was recently offered him in trade. I want nothing to do with him. So this is not a surprise to me. Pitts not only has not been productive in his second year in Atlanta, but now he's battling a hamstring injury. So even if he plays, how effective is he? Is he on a snap count? How much could he potentially be involved in this game? Clearly, in a wide receiver tight end flex league like mine, you're not playing Kyle Pitts. In a mandatory tight end league, or as I call it, a 20th century league, outdated, I don't know if Pitts is playable this week. You're going to have to keep checking status on his injury, because in three of the four games, he's done next to nothing for you. The only Falcon that you can make a case for on an every week basis, including this week, is Drake London, the rookie wide receiver for the Falcons. Now, London had a bad game last week for the Falcons, but this week feels like he's the only real option from a fantasy standpoint. If the Falcons are in the game, it's likely because of London. If the Falcons are trailing by 14 or 21 points, he's probably going to be the beneficiary of some out routes where the Bucs are, you know, just playing to prevent big plays. Let's make them earn it. Don't let anything get over your heads. If they want to throw to Drake London for 5 to 7 yard out routes, go right ahead. And he's just going to run out of bounds. No problem. We'll let you have that. And London's going to catch those balls as long as they're accurate. He's a good player. So that, to me, is the only playable Falcon other than their kicker, Koo, who has been very busy this year in what has sort of been an odd year for kickers. I know even Justin Tucker fans look at John Harbaugh's decision to not take three to take the lead with, what, 4 minutes to go against the Bills and saying, what gives here? And the Ravens lost the game. So, yeah, it's London and it's Koo, and I think that's it as far as the Falcons are concerned. From the Bucs' standpoint, again, it feels like a get-right game for the Buccaneers. They're back in their facility. They're not dealing day and night with their kids. The meeting room isn't leaking. And again, they were embarrassed on national TV on Sunday night. They're 2-2. They've lost two in a row, not taking advantage of an early season three-game homestand. So Brady is definitely a play. Yes, I think Fournette is a play, even though he only had three rushing attempts and was partially, I don't think all, partially game flowed out of the Sunday night game against Kansas City. Brady wants him out there. Brady trusts that guy. Keep checking status on Godwin and Jones at the time that I'm taping this early Thursday afternoon. Both are practicing. We hear with Godwin it's more of a knee than the hamstring, which some say, well, wait a minute. Isn't the hamstring the more recent injury? Don't read too much into that. And he could have tweaked the knee in that play where he went down without any contact near the goal line on Sunday night. But at this point, the expectation is Godwin goes, Jones goes. Now, clearly, your top wide receiver with the Bucs is the future Hall of Famer in Mike Evans, who was the only reason why the Bucs were even within two scores of the Chiefs on Sunday night. And more proof that the Bucs would have won the game against the Packers if Evans hadn't committed the undisciplined act that got him suspended in a tie game against New Orleans in week two. So Evans is in your lineup. Check status on Godwin. If I own Godwin and he's playing, I don't know that he's a wide receiver too right now. But if you're looking for a flex play and you have someone else who has been producing as a wide receiver too, maybe you get away with Godwin as a flex or a wide receiver three until he shows he's healthy and him and Brady are getting it done again. I do not play Julio Jones. Now, a case can obviously be made that Jones is going to want to play well in this game against his former team. All right, I buy that that case can be made. The problem is that the longer we talk about Julio Jones, the more it's clear he can't play on a regular basis. His body just will not allow it. So even if he starts this game healthy, there's a good chance that at some point, it could be early, it could be near halftime, it could be in the second half, something's going to happen. He's going to wait, call himself out of the game, and he's done again. And that's been a continuing problem that's just getting worse for Julio Jones the last 3 years. I don't know what his price is on DraftKings. You might go with him as a cheap option for the reason he's going against the Falcons, and he hasn't done anything of significance since catching that long pass from Tom Brady late in the first half against the Cowboys. But I have personally no interest fantasy-wise in Julio Jones at all because he can't stay on the field. No tight end draws my attention for the Buccaneers, considering I play wide receiver tight end, non-mandatory tight end in my leagues. Suckup's okay. He's okay. Again, it's a weird year for kickers. I can't argue against Suckup. He's not one of the top kickers, but even the top kickers like Justin Tucker and Harrison Butker and what's my obvious other one? Daniel Carlson. Yeah, Carlson's been good on a bad team. It's just odd this year with the kickers. I know I'm struggling to find one who consistently gets. Prater, I think, is out this week for Arizona. He didn't even try a field goal the first 2 weeks. Just an odd year for kickers. But sure, Just like Koo, Suckup is a playable kicker this week. Any specific fantasy questions you have, you can always email them to me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin. We'll talk to you next week.